And the next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' C. Vivian Stringer. The Scarlet Knights have 8 veterans returning this season from a team that went 20-12 last year, a 14-game turnaround from the previous season. Rutgers will also look to celebrate a bit of history as Coach Stringer is 3 wins away from becoming the 6th women's basketball coach to win 1,000 games in her career. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Would you mind starting us off with a quick opening statement? Then we'll take questions from the media.
Well, I'm happy to have an opportunity to open this season, and certainly looking forward to getting, so we'll hit the obvious, looking forward to getting the 1,000 win over so that we can proceed with the tournament. We feel good about the team. As soon as we can become a lot healthier, the potential for this team is considerably better than the team last year, and we'll look forward to it.
Thank you, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
First question is from the line of Christy Winterscott with the Big Ten Network.
Coach Stringer, great to hear your voice today, ma'am.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice as well. You doing all right?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. With 8 returning players from a team that won more than 14 games from the previous season, you've obviously gained traction in terms of expectations and what you want from your players on the court. But how do you see that giving your team more fuel for this year because of the confidence of seeing the results of their hard work?
Well, that would be nice to say, but honestly, we've had a great deal of injuries in the perimeter position especially. And with that said, when you say 8 players, I was just asking our media person, well, how are you talking about 8 players? And the reason why I said that is because, as a rule, we're working with 3 guards at least, and sometimes 4 guards in one post. But unfortunately, we have a great deal of injuries to the guards. And the guards are the people that are going to make the biggest difference, I think, this year in our team, because we should be able to shoot it rather easily at the 3-point range as soon as we can get people healthy and on the court. The 4s and 5s have improved considerably. But again, I can't tell what's going on because we haven't had even 5 days of practice where we've had all members of the team able to practice. And yet what's strange about this is that this is the first time in a long time that we have had actually 14 players to start the season. And so we'll smile about that and say, okay, if that's the case, let's plan for us to have the injuries that we have now. And these aren't just simple injuries. Like KK had to have a screw put in yesterday in her arm. The other kid had a dislocated elbow, which is going to be another 3 weeks before she can even think about getting on the floor. Another kid has got a concussion, you know, and so we're talking about 3 weeks. So I don't see that we are – I'm going to be able to get a good sense, and thank God I got an opportunity to see what we potentially could be, you know, the first week of practice. And after that, then all these things started to happen. So we're just going to believe that everything's going to happen at the beginning, and then we're going to be free and able to do things after that.
Wow, thank you very much, Coach.
You're welcome.
Question is from the line of Michelle Vopool with ESPN.com.
Yeah, Coach, last year, obviously, I know it was a frustration for you in terms of consistency. I mean, there are times when you guys went on runs, and then there were times when you just had trouble, you know, winning games, and it just seemed like it was there was that those runs of inconsistency. How, once everybody's healthy this year, hopefully that happens, how big a factor is that this year, maybe, that you guys can avoid some of those slumps?
Well, I'm going to hope that senioritis in a good way is going to set in, because everybody knows that, you know, you're getting a last shot at everything. And I would think that through the years, the seniors now have had an opportunity to see what it is when, you know, you don't take care of business as you should at the beginning. And so I know that there's a real focus on the part of everyone, and that's what's disheartening, because I see the sense of urgency, which is major for us. But, again, we can't hurry things along any more than what it is, and so I don't think that I'm going to see anywhere near what the team can be altogether for another 2 to 3 weeks. And that's, you know, what the trainers think at best. So we've got a whole lot more people sitting at the sideline and taking notes like they're in a physics class versus, you know, actually being on the floor making things happen. And it's going to be a little while to do that, but I really do like this group a lot. I thought that I know that they're talented, but they just haven't gotten used to our system. So in effect, they're freshmen here because they haven't played it. You know, like for example, when we're talking about Arela Durantes, Arela is a transfer from Texas Tech. She was here last year, but she never saw the floor. You know, so so in addition to the people that we have, our biggest concern is the hurt that's coming from our point guard. And so it's going to be at least, you know, 6 weeks before she's going to even be able to handle the ball. So I'm kind of like up in the air right now, and I don't know. But I'm counting on the leadership of Vicky, Vicky being our senior, and Stacia Carey as another senior, as well as KK. So we've got great leadership. But again, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to be able to demonstrate, and I think that's what's it's frustrating, because we do need to have someone like Zipporah Broughton getting serious time on the floor, and yet she doesn't have anybody that's able to demonstrate what has to be done on the floor. So she, you know, we're basically talking her through this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Final question is from the line of Charles Hallman with the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder.
Yes, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Two questions. One, how important it is to have the Big Ten playing an 18-game schedule this year? And then secondly, how much or how little has it been dealing with the elephant in the room, you know, the countdown to your milestone of 1,000 wins?
Yeah, the elephant in the room is something that I wish we didn't have. You know, I don't think many people think about it this way. It's not something that I planned for, because had I done that, I think I would have stopped that race a long time ago, realizing how long it would take. But I think that when you really love something, you don't recognize time goes by, and you don't recognize it's not, you know, the time that's there. Like, how could you possibly have sustained for that kind of time? But, you know, I've got family that's coming, and we need to win these first three games. Think about how much money they're going to lose. I'm stressing out, especially with the injuries that we have, because it's not a gimme. It's not a given. And so I can't wait with former coaches and players and family members who are going to be coming. And I'd like so much to get this over with and to be appreciative and thank everybody who's been so important and vital to, you know, my success. It's all of our successes. And I want to do that, but I can't wait until it's over, and I thank goodness when it is.
And about the 18-game schedule?
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. You know, mindset, I wouldn't care if we had a 27-game schedule, honestly. My attitude is that I'm happy. I want to play everybody twice so that, you know, we can see home and away what's going on. But the way things are, we don't really have a whole heck of a lot of say in any of this. So we just, you know, deal with the hands that's been dealt us. Actually, if you were to ask me, I would prefer that we could have games in the same time zone at the same time. Honestly, it's been tough to the likes of Maryland, Penn State, and certainly Rutgers, especially with the NCAA rules with regards to practice time and the whole thing. So it's tough on those of us that are on extreme, you know, coasts.
Thank you, Coach, and good luck this season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it and look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Good luck this year.